escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Jared Sandler coming up in just a second as the trade deadline is approaching. The Mariners made a move today. The Yankees made a move today. Do the Rangers need to? Sandler joins us now here, brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. He's at Jared Sandler on Twitter. And a good afternoon, Jared. How the heck are you?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Well, we're just talking about the other teams making moves here around baseball with the trade deadline approaching. Do you feel like the Rangers need to, or you know, is this team good enough to go accomplish its goals here in the last 2 months?
No, I think they need to. Maybe they can make the playoffs without, you know, making a move. You know, if you consider that their moves are adding John Gray and adding Jock Peterson back, but I think, you know, if all you're trying to do is make the playoffs, first of all, I mean, even if you do make a move, it's not a guarantee. But I think there are definite areas of need. Now, do they need to add a big-name marquee player? I don't know that they necessarily need to do that. You know, we always like that, just like in the offseason. We always love when, you know, our team signs the big name. And, you know, it's no different at the trade deadline, even though those don't always end up working out in retrospect. I think if the Rangers were to add a big name – you could look at, maybe a bat that could add some pop in the middle of the order. I know some people thought Josh Naylor could fit that. Eugenio Suarez, probably not as much. He's another name that's been talked about. Some people at one point mentioned Luis Robert, but I don't know that the cost meets the potential return. But I do think areas in which the Rangers can add, and doesn't necessarily need to be a big name, and it might not be, you know, a sexy move, but adding someone, you know, we talked about this earlier in the week, someone who can hit lefties. So maybe that's a platoon guy who only starts against lefties, and that's okay, because they got a pretty stout lineup against righties. And then just, you know, reinforcing the bullpen. The bullpen's been really good, but they can absolutely add some muscle. And, you know, the other thing with the bullpen, they've been remarkably healthy. And so the good thing is that, you know, they haven't had to have a total carousel of relievers throughout the year. I don't know if it's a bad thing, but the one potential drawback is that, you know, you get a bunch of guys rolling into, you know, September with 50-plus appearances. You know, maybe you got a lot of gas tanks that, you know, are nearing that empty light popping on before getting a little, a playoff rejuvenation. So I think adding some muscle to the bullpen and fortifying their lineup against lefties, bare minimum, are things that they're going to probably look to address. And then anything beyond that, you know, would be gravy.
Jared, one name that I keep see popping up, like if the Rangers, and maybe it even is they're still buying while selling at the same time, but I don't know if this is like the national media, they just need to pick a Rangers player that they could trade, or if there's any legs to this, but it's Adolis Garcia. Like even today in The Athletic, hey, one player that's not going to be on the team come trade deadline day, Doley was the pick for The Athletic. I mean, is there, do you think that that's realistic with how well he's now started to play?
Yeah, I mean, I think it is just simply based on the fact that, you know, we talked about the money. If the Rangers need to create room, you know, he's a guy who, he might have some value. There'd be about $4 million that you would save. And then you got to ask, you know, are the Rangers planning on bringing him back next year? If the Rangers are definitely, without question, penciling or putting Adolis Garcia's name in Sharpie in their future plans, well, that's a different story. But, you know, he's in his last year of arbitration this upcoming offseason, and he's probably going to make somewhere in the mid-teens. And so I think they've got to ask themselves, all right, do we want to pay Adolis Garcia $15 million, let's just say? You know, I don't know exactly what the figure is going to be. And maybe the answer is yes. I don't know. If the answer is no, then I think it opens up that possibility. But then you have to weigh the strategic question of, all right, well, is what we are going to get by trading him worth what we are going to lose by trading him for a team that is competing? And what you're going to lose is a...
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Guy who's been, you know, a Gold Glove caliber right fielder who can be dynamic on the bases, but obviously can be somewhat enigmatic at the plate. And so I think it's an interesting decision. It's one that, you know, I'm sure that they are weighing. And you know, whether they want to be the aggressors and seeing what's out there for him or, you know, other teams reaching out to the Rangers to see if he's available, no doubt that there are going to be conversations. And with the third wild card, you have a bunch more teams who go into the trade deadline, not from a binary standpoint of we're either buyers or sellers, but more along the lines of, hey, we're open to doing both. Like, we feel like we can improve our team as a whole by, you know, considering options on both sides. And with Adolis, that might be freeing up some money to help address some other needs that the team feels like they need to address.
Hey, Jared, I was going to ask you this question about the – it just seems like every other day I get a release from the Rangers about a player going up or going back. Is it getting closer to and don't take the trade deadline or anything involved, but are they getting closer to really establishing their team – for the second half, and it's not going to be so much movement, but this is kind of who we're going to go to battle with?
Well, I mean, obviously health comes into play there. But yeah, short of that, I mean, I think they'd like to, you know, they'd like to be in a position where, you know, they've got their guys. You know, I think with the pitching, you still could see some movement, you know, whether it's, because you know, this guy is just, he's reached that period of the season where he's got some dead arm and they need to give him 2 weeks. And so during that, you know, that stretch, they're going to, you know, bring someone up. Obviously you'd like to avoid that, but you know, you think about some of the starters who are really pushing things with an innings, you know, with their innings count, or maybe relievers. But yeah, I mean, I think for the most part, you know, once you get past the trade deadline, you got to be prepared for that. I know you said you didn't want to make it in reference to the trade deadline, but the reality is that, you know, that is such a pivotal period of time, especially because, Broadus, as you guys know, we no longer have the waiver. You know, this used to always be the first trade deadline, right? This was the non-waiver trade deadline where you could trade players freely, doesn't, you know, waivers notwithstanding. You can still, you know, you still see player movement, guys who get put on waivers and whatnot after August, but that ability to execute a trade for players who clear waivers is no longer an option. And so this really does become a really pivotal period because, you know, if you have an injury to a guy, a key player on August 2nd, you know, that puts you in a tough spot. You know, teams, if there's going to be an injury, they need those injuries to happen this week so that they can address it. It's tough to fill big needs after July 31st.
What does Sam Haggerty coming back mean?
Well, hopefully, you know, gives them another answer for lefties. That was always, you know, coming into this year, that was always the vision, was that if he made the team or if he got up, he would be a utility option defensively who can hit lefties. He's a switch hitter, but, you know, his numbers against righties over the years have not been nearly as impressive. Coming into this year, he was a guy who had an 800-plus OPS against lefties, and he had performed really well against lefties. So, you know, he's a spark at the top of the order. You know, he can run on the bases, so adds that element. Like we talked about, can play multiple positions, so that helps. And then, you know, again, they just have such a need against lefties, and he's a guy who has had success not only this year but has a track record of success against lefties.
What would be your outfield if you traded Dolly?
Well, against righties, you have Evan Carter, White Langford in there for sure. And then, you know, my guess is you would maybe acquire someone who would then get some at-bats there. You know, I think that is a likely option. You could also go with Josh Smith, you know, in an outfield spot. So now maybe you've got, you know, Josh in left or right, and you've got Evan in center, and then Wyatt the other corner. Against lefties, though, that's the question. You know, Sam Haggerty's in there, Wyatt's in there, but, you know, what are you going to do against lefties? And that's where I think they would definitely acquire someone who could probably play one of those outfield spots and hopefully perform against lefties.
And then what are you going to do against Houston, you know?
That's a great question. Maybe they can have, you know, some sort of a lease back, you know, where they get, you know, they reserve a few days. It's like a timeshare. Like, we're trading you a Dolis, but we do have his rights. And you know what? There are some teams around the league who, you know, if you ask them that, I mean, this is not legal, I don't think, but if you ask them that, say, oh, this will help screw over Houston, we're in. Sign us up. We'll make that happen.
We'll do double duty, get him a helicopter going back and forth. Yeah. Thank you, Sands. Have fun. Rangers, Braves coming up at 6:30. We'll catch up with you next week.
Hi, fellas. Take care.
There he goes. He's at Jared Sandler on Twitter, a must follow for Rangers fans everywhere. You know, it's quitting time. Crack him if you got him. What you drinking and what you thinking is next here on 105.3 The Fan List.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.